How's everyone doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
You talk about the phone call and maybe what was said when you found out?
Yeah, it's what a phone call I'll never forget. You know, I talked to, all the coaches and, talking to Coach Reed and John Dorsey and Coach Heck. It was almost surreal that phone call was happening and that I was the number one pick. But, it's what I've worked for so long. I'm really looking forward to getting to Kansas City and, getting back to work and playing some more football.
Eric, you talked at the Combine about this was kind of your goal and you thought this could happen. But when did you start to really think that this was going to be a realistic possibility for you?
Like you said, it was my goal all along. But, I think it didn't hit me until my phone rang right there. And, I've worked so hard, but I never, I'm not someone to get satisfied with the way I've been playing or anything. I'm a perfectionist. I want to be perfect, which, will never happen. So I'm just constantly working at everything. And, I'm just really looking forward to getting back to work.
Did you talk about a position that you'll, come in playing, I guess? Will you start at left tackle when you come in for the minicamp?
Yeah, I have no idea. I just want to play some football. I want to play. I want to help the team out. I want to win a Super Bowl. Wherever I can help the team out, they'll put me in. I'll be fine with that. I'm sure a lot of people will be able to help me learn a lot more about, the game and, technique and, really just improve everything about the game that I can do. Wherever they need me, I'm willing to play.
Andy always kept talking about your athletic ability. He kept coming back to that. How much do you think your basketball past and maybe your past playing positions other than offensive tackle has helped you to this point?
Yeah, I think basketball really helped me a lot because, there's a lot of lateral movement in basketball, but there's a lot of lateral movement on the offensive line too. But playing other positions like quarterback and linebacker, I think that really, helped improve me as an athlete and, everything – I guess I've worked for, I take pride in being a great athlete because it's turning into such an athletic position, with these crazy, defensive ends. I mean, some of them are just, ridiculous athletes. So we gotta keep up with them and be just as athletic.
Eric, Andy talked about you picked up the parts of the offense they gave you when you worked out here pretty quickly. Can you talk about that transition a little bit?
Yeah, it was a great workout. I think I transitioned very well in, any offense. I ran two offenses, in college and, both times, switching, going from a new offense, I pick it up very fast. Like when I went down to the Senior Bowl, I had to learn Oakland's offense. And I have to say, I pick it up very well. And, I'm really looking forward to really getting their offense down pat and, doing my best at it.
Eric, do you know much about the Chiefs as far as the team goes? Have you followed them the past couple of years at all?
Yeah, well, I know you guys got a great quarterback there now, Alex Smith, and it's kind of cool because he just had a Chippewa blocking for him. Hopefully I'll be able to help him out this year. Another one of my teammates, Frank Zombo, is down there now, and looking forward to going to battle with him again. Just what a great offense. Coach Reed, he's got the right thing going, and really looking forward to getting in that offense, learning it, and performing at it.
How does that feel being a guy from the MAC conference and now the number one pick?
What an honor. I mean, so many great players have been the first pick, and you can throw me in with the bunch now, and it still hasn't. I don't even know if it's hit me yet. The last hour of my life has just been like a crazy whirlwind. It's setting in. I'm a Kansas City Chief now. I got a new organization I'm playing for, and I'm going to do my best at everything I do down there, and we're just really looking forward to getting down to the city and getting acclimated.
When Eric, when you went to the Senior Bowl, did you go down there with the idea that you had to perform at a level that would have everybody talking about you when they left?
Not necessarily. I went down there, doing what I've been doing the last 4 years. I've had some great coaches. Technique coaches coached me up very well in college, and so I went down there, just as a pure business trip. I guess it wasn't, I wasn't playing different than I played any other time. It was more of a mindset that, I'm here to take care of business 100%. This is all business for me. I'm going to come out on top when I leave this place.
I think you've told the story of your senior year in high school when your coach talked to you about moving to tackle and how you didn't really think that was a good idea. Do you have a different opinion now?
No, I never said it wasn't a good idea. It's that move where you go from a position where you can touch the ball or tackle somebody to, you know, you're just blocking for somebody. So I think anytime anybody goes from a skill position to a big ugly position, you know, it takes a little bit to get used to. But hey, what a great move in my life. I'm very blessed that I made that move, and I love playing in the trenches. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I'm not sure, Eric, if you've kind of paid attention to what's happened after you, but there have been at least a half dozen other offensive linemen who've been selected so far in the top 12 picks. What did you do to stand out from this, with obviously a very good offensive line group, and what does it say about the position of the strength of that position in this draft?
Yeah, what a O-line strength draft. I mean, I think the reason I've gotten the situation I'm in is because I had such great competition over the last 4 months. Like I said, I'm a very competitive person. I want to be first in everything I do. So until I am first, you know, I'm just going to be going all out and doing whatever I have to do to become first.
Eric, describe the last 4 months, the waiting around. What have you been doing specifically? How have you passed that time? What's it been like?
I really haven't had time to pass. It's been constant. This is a big job interview. You know, there's so many questions that you need to answer. All these teams want to know every detail about your life, who you are, what kind of player you are, what kind of person you are. I'm not trying to be anybody I'm not. Joe Staley, going into this process, he said, make sure you are just who you are, and, don't try to impress anybody with somebody you're not. Just do what you do, and I think I did that, and apparently they liked me.
Who's responsible for the way you are?
I'd have to say my mom. My mom raised me for the most part, and she supported me in everything I did. But my mom never handed me anything. My mom told me if I want something in life, I'm going to have to go out there and get it. And I am so blessed that she had that attitude with me. Because it all paid off in the end, and now I can pay the favor back.
She worked at Volkswagen?
Yeah.
For how long?
33 years.
What did she do?
She's in the warranty department. She does data analysis.
She's still there?
She is. But I told her I want her to retire and enjoy the rest of her life.
Speaking of that, your life's about to change. I mean, is that your first thing you do with your contract you sign is take care of your mom?
Yeah, for sure. But that's the thing is, my life's about to change, but the person I am, I'm not changing for anything. I am who I am for a reason, and I take pride in being the person I am, and I'm just I'm a Kansas City Chief now.
Do you feel a sense of pressure being that number one overall?
Obviously, there's that pressure there. You know, nobody wants to not meet expectations. But like I said, I'm a very hardworking person, and until I meet all the expectations, I'm just going to do everything I can to, live up to expectations, make a program work, make the O-line, produce, and, that's just the kind of person I am.
Eric, a lot's been made of your athleticism and your size, yet people say that you can add pounds to your frame. Is that something that you assume will happen early on in the NFL season or in the NFL career, and how will that affect that athleticism that's made you so successful?
I don't think it's going to – I think, putting 75 pounds on in college, it's been a process. My body's taken a while to get used to it, but now that I'm used to the 300s, I think I'd have no problem playing at 315 or, whatever's best for the system, whatever I'm comfortable at, I think that'll work. And, I think obviously I'll probably put on, a few pounds. I'm not exactly sure how many pounds, but they got a great offense running down there, and I'm sure Coach Reed and Coach Heck will take care of me and tell me what they want.
You and Luke have kind of been tied to this number one pick between you two guys. You guys have been together here for the last couple of days. Have you guys talked about any of this going forward?
It's like I said, what a great competition. So much competition with all these other linemen. It's awesome that he went in the second pick. Congratulations to him. But it's been great. He's kept me hungry throughout this, and I'm sure it went the other way too. Just happy with the outcome, I guess.
Eric, what part of your game were you targeting to work on, if not more than one, when you left? I know you were confident leaving both the Senior Bowl and the Combine. What kind of things were you targeting leaving both those events?
I think when I worked out with the Chiefs, you know, there's a couple pass technique things Coach Heck would like me to work on. You know, I think I can adapt. I'm a very coachable player. I think I'll be able to adapt very quick. And, you know, there's many different techniques around the country that O-linemen can use. And, you know, they might want me to change up a couple things, which I'm fine with. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm a coachable player, and I'll get the job done.